Okay, our friends. How about a bedtime story? This particular story is called Moon Horse, and it was written by a woman named Mary Pope Osborne. The book is illustrated by S.M. Salick. Have you ever heard of Mary Pope Osborne before?
It's the creators of Magic Treehouse.
That's right.
And Merlin's Mission. And Fact Trackers.
Yes, that's right. So Mary Pope Osborne has written a number of books, hasn't she? Mm-hmm. Called The Magic Treehouse. So if you are a good reader, and you started them when you were 7, but you could read them at probably 6 if you really were a good reader, 7, 8, 9, 10 even, you could be reading The Magic Treehouse. They're great books. So we recommend those. But if you are interested in having something read to you, then buckle up because we are ready. Today's story, Moon Horse, is read today by Mommy.
Wait, who made it again?
Mary Pope Osborne.
So here's a comment.
Okay.
She's still making the Magic Treehouse books.
Yeah. She's been writing books for like 30 years.
Yeah. She's really old and like... I can't believe how good she's doing. You should compliment.
Yeah, you really like her books. Okay.
Especially Night at the Ninjas.
Night at the Ninjas. You really liked that one? Okay.
Spoiler.
Okay. So, my friends, let's read, shall we? Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Getting my name, even though I know everything. Oh, I'm the pigeon who knows everything.
The pigeon who knows everything. Are you ready, pigeon?
What's my name again?
Pigeon.
Maybe I don't really know everything.
It's okay. I still like you. Are you ready?
Okay, maybe I know nothing.
Oh, I still like you then.
I only know a few things.
Are you ready?
Yes.
We rock on the porch, my dad and I, while a thin moon hides behind the trees. In the distance, a whistle blows. A flock of blackbirds leaves the grass. Then I see a star, first star tonight. Look, Dad, I say, let's make a wish. But Daddy's quiet. He's gone to sleep. Now I feel lonely in the dark. So I make a wish by myself. The wind starts to blow. The birds start to cry. Out of the night, the moon horse appears. I slip from Dad's lap and run through the grass. I touch the white horse and whisper, "Hey, boy." He nuzzles my cheek. In the picture, we can see the night horse. But it's not just a normal horse, is it?
It's demon.
What do you call this kind of animal? Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Pegasus.
That's right.
It's a stinging Pegasus.
It's a Pegasus with wings. I grab his white mane and climb on his back and we rise through the night. Okay, she gets to fly. She gets to fly on a Pegasus. We fly over mountains through cloud stuff and mist. High.
What's cloud stuff?
Well, you know, clouds are nothing but moisture. Right? That's vapor, right?
Yeah.
So maybe cloud stuff is another way of saying vapor. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cloud stuff. It's fun.
Till we land on a star. I water the moon horse, brush dust from his eyes, and together we lasso the new moon below. We pull very hard. Then the moon horse and I pull the moon through the sky.
Wow.
We ride by the dipper and wave to the bear and yell to the goat, "Watch out! Moon coming by!" The scorpion rises, but we are not afraid. Archer stands guard with a bow made of stars.
Wow.
These are all famous constellations.
So the Big Dipper, yeah, it looks like a spoon, but it's actually part of the bear, which is not far from the archer, which is not far from the scorpion. In the picture, we can see them all. But they are constellations in the sky, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. So usually when I see the Big Dipper, I see the other ones?
You can. You can see several constellations in the night sky at the same time. Several.
Wolf shadows chase us. Fly, moon horse, fly! Then a comet shoots past and we leap, lose the wolves in a shower of light. We gallop toward midnight, the moon horse and I, pulling the moon through the clear, silent sky. Past red stars and blue stars and the herdsman and the ram, breathless, we climb to the top of the night. Then I tell the new moon, "We have to go now. You can drift on your own down to the dawn. You're safe from the shadows and the scorpion, too." Oh, do you see what they were doing?
Saving.
They were saving the moon.
The moon.
Mm-hmm.
The moon horse and I say good night to our moon. We let go of the rope and sail back to Earth. We float through the darkness, through stardust and clouds, down through the sky till we land in our yard.
Do you think her dad will see the moon horse?
I don't know. Let's see.
I hug the moon horse, say gently, "Sorry to go, but my dad needs me now." He stands by the trees till I'm safe on the porch. Daddy's still sleeping, so I tap on his head and whisper, "Wake up! You rocked off to sleep."
"Goodness,"
he says.
"The moon's high in the sky."
"I know it. We helped her."
"Who?"
"The moon horse and I." The wind starts to blow. The birds start to cry. Swish, swish.
"What's that?"
Daddy says, "Wings. Dad, wave goodbye."
Because she's waving goodbye to her horse, the moon horse. And you know, I guess Daddy didn't get to see the moon horse because sometimes
people don't believe it.
Yeah, especially older people who have grown up, they sometimes don't remember imaginary things. And it's really hard for them to make them real because their imaginations are tired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But while you are in your world with an imagination like yours, make the most of it and live with your moon horse. Okay?
And my other
two. And that...
A good night.
Our friends is the end.
Wait, what's my name again? My name is the pigeon.
The pigeon. All right, okay. Good night.